Hi, this is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thanks for growing with me on today. You know, today is Momentum Miraculous Monday, April the 17th. April the 17th, 2023. It's been a journey to grow. It has been a journey to get to this point right here where I'm standing here talking to you. Why grow? Why? Answer. It's either grow or die. I pray to God to be an inspiration to you through love to grow in God every day. Every day in the sight of God. To reach your greatness. Greatness in God. Yes, that's what we're going to do. Rise to reach our greatness. Greatness in God. You know, as I told you, I prayed and prayed and prayed all those years praying. Lord, just let me see them get grown. God, just let me see them get grown, Lord. And then, God, I'm just all yours, which I was always, but God answered my prayers. He let me see them get grown. Now, the decisions that they do, they're on their own. I have no control of it, but I got them to this point, and I thank God it was by the grace and the mercy of God that we got to this point. It was some scary times. But God got us through. My oldest one had asthma. I went through something with my baby boy. He got sick in the hospital. And when he was a baby, just, you know, kids, sickness and scary times and things you go through as they get older, broken arms, broken teeth, chipped tooth, you know, the things the kids do. And God got us through. We made it. Woo, by the grace and the mercy of God, we made it to see this day. Give us this day. And God gave us this day. Here is this day. My children are grown. And God, I surrender. I mean, I totally surrender. It's all God. I'm doing it all for in. And I ain't playing about God. I'm serious, honey. So even though they're all grown. I'm over here pent up in the penthouse on my own. On my own. Why did it end this way? This wasn't how it was supposed to be. Okay, it wasn't. This ain't why how I thought it was. I went and got married, you know, but that ain't what God had for me. No. Grow. That ain't what God had for me. I'm over here doing me. And so God had a plan, and now they all grown. God still got a plan. The plan is to grow. God is doing some different things and implementing some situations. And honey, watch us as we grow. Keep moving. Keep pressing on. It's scary to think about. I mean, I'm like in a position right now. I wasn't this scared when my children were little, and I had, you know, charge of them. But now I just got charge of me. And actually, I'm not even in charge of me. God is in charge of me because I think I got control and I think I got charge. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is grow. That's all I know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen later on today. All I know is grow. Just grow. Grow in God. Just do that. And see, God knows. See, God has a plan. God has a beautiful plan for you. And the thoughts are not yours. They're not your thoughts. They ain't your ways. What you thought was going to be, honey, you just don't even know. You really don't know. You have no idea, dear. The thoughts and the plans that God has for you. Greatness. Do you understand? Greatness. You are a legend, young man, young woman. You are a legend. All legends aren't famous. They're not famous, but they're a legend. We all legends. And we're down here as really walking in the valley of the shadow of death. I can go out that door right now, and there it is. See, I don't know the plans that God has for me. I don't know my appointed day and time. I don't know. But all I know is to grow. God said so. So I'm going to grow for God. I raised and cultivated my seed. And now my seed is out in the world. So now I'm planting some more seeds. These seeds, these different kind of seeds now. Planting some more seeds. Seeds of love. Not them kind, huh? The factory shut down, honey. Planting some more seeds all over the world. Just sowing the seeds as far as I can. Here you go, Japan. Sowing the seeds as far as I can. Heading over here. There you go, Ukraine. There you go. We sowing the seeds of love. See, because if we be the change, we can change the world. Do you understand that? Do you realize how much power and potential, opportunity that are in front of you right now, this day? Lord, give us this day. God did. He woke you up this morning. So with every day comes a new opportunity, a new chance to grow. So get to it, honey. Make it do what it do in God. Rise to reach your greatness in the sight of God. See, God is watching you. God is a spirit that you cannot see, but can see you, can hear you, knows you better than you know you. God got you. Let go and let God. Allow God. We down here having a phenomenal physical experience. It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. It's so beautiful. I mean, you go outside, look at the trees, look at the people. Beautiful. Beauty. Just the beauty of God just everywhere. It just, as soon as you go out, it just hits you, you know. Smell the air. It's just beautiful. That's what life is. Life is beautiful. Life is what you make it. Make it beautiful. Don't go down here be a stumbling block to others, because when you do, you're a stumbling block to yourself. You holding up you. Forgive. Let go of that old stuff. Leave it alone. Let it be. For every action, it don't have to be a negative reaction. It's going to be an action. It's going to be a reaction. For every action, it don't have to be a negative reaction. Be the change. We need to heal the world. See, we still contributing, feeding into the fire, the spiritual warfare, the flames that are feeding into it, just feeding into it. I'm just feeding into it. I'm telling you such this, that, and the other. You feeding into it. And pretty soon, them flames going to lick up at you. You're going to get burnt. Ooh, spiritual warfare. Hit by that dodgeball. Jump in, jump out. Now you're in, you done fell in. Down ground zero with no hero. But up, here come God. Reel him in, God, and fell again. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't give in to the tricks of the enemy. You already know. See, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, rulers in dark places, evil spirits. People allow evil to use them. And then there are those who ain't never, you know, you say, boy, that's a good person. They never done nothing to nobody in their life. And they happen to them. Wow, they gone. Ain't never did nothing. And you wonder why. You wonder why. Why would God, why they happen to them? We ain't never did nothing. They ain't never bothered nobody. God has a plan. Use that life for your life. Use this life to help your life. Use my life to help your life. Why? Because Because God has a plan. God always did have a plan. And the plan was for us to grow. The plan was, and the plan is, greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. We just putting it in motion. We just growing. We changing every day. We ain't the same. We ain't who we used to be. I ain't Jackie. I ain't who I used to be. I'm greater. Because I took the L's, honey. I took the L's, the lesson. I learned the rain. I ain't gonna do that again. I know it's time to grow. It's time to come up. It's time to rise. Time to lift. Time to sow. See, this life is not about just getting it and coming up. I'm coming up. I'm getting up on. I'm rising. I'm coming up. Well, you got two arms. Link up, lock up with some other folks and help them up. When we lift one another, we all rise. If I can give you something to tell you that God is good and God is able and trust God and believe God, that helps me. As I minister to you, I minister to myself. Because there was a time when I lost faith. I didn't believe no more. I didn't want to be here. I wanted to go. I was done with life. I was done with it. I was done with constantly being hit by that spiritual dodgeball, constantly in the slip and fall. I was just done with it all. God, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here no more. And God said, no. Grow. Told me what to do in a haunted house to overcome evil. To overcome the evil spirits that were in the house. I can walk in any haunted house any time of night. And I ain't scared. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Evil can only do what you allow it to. Allow evil to have no control over you. Remove yourself from evildoers. You know what they're doing. They're doing wrong. They ain't doing right. And you're trying to do right. You're trying to grow. You're trying to have something. You're trying to build. But you happen to be around folks who don't want nothing, who want to steal. And that's just going to come back around in a very negative way. See, all these negative actions, they come back. And then we'd be like, oh, what are we going to do? I don't know what to do. All this is happening to me. Because our actions. In this life, we live up under so many threats. The threat persecution, the threat of, am I going to make them angry? What did I do? What should I not do? What shall I do? There's so many threats. We cannot be oblivious to the threats, but at the same time, we need to recognize the power of the mighty God. Powerful, all powerful, on time God. On time God will make a way out of no way. All we got to do is trust and believe. Growing God's plan. God has a beautiful plan for you. Do the right thing that's in front of you. And the right thing shall follow you into each life. Rain will fall. The rain is coming. Storms are going to come, honey. I'm letting you know. They come. Don't think that, oh, it's going to be sunny all the time. Nope. But the birds are constantly singing. And somewhere there is music playing. So even as the storm is pelting you, give God the praise in the middle of it. Because God going to bring you out of it, take you through it, so you can have the testimony to give God the glory, because you got the victory. Victory today is ours. Victory today and victory tomorrow, because we growing in God every day. God knows. God sees. God will. In God's will. God knows. God sees. God will. In God's will. Trust and believe, honey. This earth don't belong to evil. This earth belongs to God. And we are the kingdom builders, building the kingdom today for tomorrow. Sow love all over the world. Here we grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. That's how we're going to do it. Through wisdom. Wisdom, not weapons. Put down the arms to kill and pick up the arms to love. Life can change in an instant. It's not just about us down here. It's about grow. It's about life. And that means to grow. Grow. That means to do something. Grow is a verb. It's a noun, it's a verb. Grow. It means to do something. You are grow. So now, because you are this title, you are greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. And now, that means to do something. That means every day, in the sight of God, grow, keepers of the dream, rise to reach your greatness. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know as I grow, He watches me and thee. God bless you. I love you. Pray the love forward. We got hope. God is our hope. We got faith. The faith is right in front of us. The evidence. Because we are grow. A purpose-driven life. That's what you have. A purpose-driven life and a life with purpose. Make life what it is. Make it beautiful. Grow beautiful. God bless you.